Yo, 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 so it's Charlie.
And it's Dylan, and we're in the building.
What's the topic today?
Today?
Because you know you forgot yesterday, so it's basically yesterday.
We're going to talk about something really important to me.
Okay.
And everybody.
Alright.
The basis of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The building blocks of your relationship. I got a quote that I was reading out of a book, and I was like, yo, Charlie, I gotta come and talk to the people. So y'all gonna listen to this real quick. When we treat a man as he is, we make him worse than he is. When we treat a man as if he already were what he potentially could be, we make him what he should be. Now, this quote is by, hold on, let me just get the name real quick out of these notes right here. This quote is by Luc de Clapiers.
He had the clap. Yo, now, this is going to get a lot of people in trouble.
Well, let them be in trouble. Because the thing is, that's what a basis is. It's basically saying, like, to me, and this is my opinion. Like, you know how you're in a relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. and you keep on talking about their current situation, mm-hmm. or what they doing, mm-hmm. oh, this, that, and the third, and you don't do this.
Because it's imminent.
Yes, but the thing is, if you're planning on building in a mm-hmm. relationship with somebody, you should be able to see a real future. Oh, you should be able to see that they can provide a future. This is why I think this is dangerous. Why?
This is why, because I think a lot of women are doing that already, and they're like boosting their man's ego, stroking it, paying for stuff, trying to be there for them, and then they get complacent. Like, okay, like, why should I do anything? Because everything's being done for me, and I don't really have nothing to motivate me to want to do more than what I'm doing right now. Like, everything is here, like...
Well, the thing is, this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking in the basis of somebody that becomes complacent. Like, how you becoming complacent?
Because I can understand. Is right there.
Listen,
like,
no. Because
why
thing
would
is,
you bring more sand to the beach? You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Look, this is my thing. Yes, okay, the dude's becoming complacent, right? But underlining what's making him not want to do more. It's not because he's becoming complacent. It's because the way that things are being handled, I feel, is just not adequate. Meaning that, okay, why are you doing so much for the man and he's not trying?
So you're just supposed to do just enough.
Huh? You're supposed to, listen, yeah. I feel that, okay, if you're in a relationship with someone and you have to help them out, I feel like the number one thing that you have to do for them before you really give them financial support or anything is give them that spiritual and mental support to boost them up, to make them feel like they're strong enough to go out there and do something. But let's say now you're the one doing everything. Because this is what happens a lot of times with women when they're doing everything mm-hmm. for a man. Now, they're doing everything for a man. Depending on the type of woman that woman is, she's going to be doing for you, taking care of you. But she also going to be bringing you down. Oh, you ain't being a bum. You ain't trying to do nothing with your life. You
know what I mean? I think that's after a certain amount of time of doing for the man.
Yeah, but
I don't think that's just
that's
like in the beginning. Okay. I think that comes okay. along with doing it after like 2 years, 3 years, and you're like, okay. This is not going anywhere. Like,
this is my idea.
It's time for me to turn it up.
Understand this. This is my idea of doing for a man. And ladies, tell me if I'm wrong. Doing for a man in my book. Instead of taking him out to dinner, buy him a Metro card or put gas in his car to help him go look for a job and tell him that's why you did that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you give him reason to want to exceed and do more in the relationship than, oh, we going out to dinner. Oh, here's a polo shirt. Oh, baby, here's some J's.
But the girl so might want to do that. The girl might, it's like she don't want to cut off her life because of her man's imminent situation. Like, she also wants to be able to do things, so it's like he just gonna come along as a plus one. And the way the time is going, I think this is gonna be a two for Tuesday.
Yes, it definitely is gonna be a two for Tuesday.
Yeah, it worked out. So we're gonna be back. We're gonna pick up where we left off.
Yes.
Okay, so we back, and it's Charlotte.
And it's Dylan, and we back in this building for that tool for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let me brush up a little bit. Now, the topic I was speaking, though, even the quote said he or she, and I was talking about men. I'm talking about relationships, period.
Your significant other.
If you're with someone, mm-hmm. and they're in a situation or they're a certain way.
Where they're not making money.
Okay. We're going to talk about money. Let's bring money into
it. Yeah, we got to. We got to. Because I've been in this situation so many times.
I've been in the situation too. I've been on both sides of the situation.
Right. And it's just like, I feel like it's not something that the person comes to in initially.
No.
It's something after a long time of having the same thing reoccur. You start to feel like, okay, this person is complacent. Like, I don't think it comes along in the first week or the first 2 weeks or the month.
I feel like the significant other can draw in that situation without them knowing that they are drawing in that situation. Meaning, like I have not been the type of person not to work, not to have a job. When I work, I have a job, and I'm working, and I'm going at it. I mean, I work overtime, double time, triple time. I'll be in that bee until 2 o'clock in the morning. Once I was dating somebody, me working so much time was an issue, which caused me enough stress within that job and the relationship that I ended up giving up the job.
What?
Yes.
Why did they do this?
Yes, because it was a problem. Like, and I didn't get it because it's like I'm making money to spend it on you, but yeah, it's a problem. You see what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes people cause certain situations for themselves. And then to the point where I hit a point where I didn't even want to get a job.
And it comes to that point, and then it's like you feel
working.
Like,
nah,
this person is complacent. That's like, that's how you start to feel.
The person is not complacent. I wasn't complacent. I was trying to make sure that you wanted to get rid of me. But you kept on staying with me. Hey, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it 100 on this radio.
I'm so done right now. Like, I'm not hearing this.
Because.
This might be a 3 for 3
for Tuesday. Because you got to think about it. Because, like, I'm going off the quote. When you look at a person as is, you make them worse. So now, you complaining about a person does not make them better. Think about the law of attraction. You complaining about any situation.
Constructive criticism. I think that's the word you were looking for.
Constructive criticism? No. There's constructive criticism and complaining. Constructive criticism, let me tell you. Babe, I see you in your situation. You're down and out. You know something, but I know that you can do better than this.
Listen, Linda.
I know you can be better than this.
I know this topic works too well.
Versus, excuse me? What's your problem? You always home. You want to just chill.
But I, again, in defense of people, in defense of people,
yes.
I don't think that kind of way and tone of speaking comes from wear and tear. Like, you done grinded me down and you done tried me on the last try now. So now you gonna get these hands via the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's just where it comes from. Like, to be honest, to be fair, and to play devil's advocate, like, it's just not something that just comes out the first week of you footing the bill. It comes from a long time you footing the bill, and now you getting flat back, and you just like, okay, you know what, here come the clap back. And that's just the bottom line.
What, Charlie?
Listen.
I'ma give you that one, but me, I don't know. I believe in
always that straw that breaks that camel back.
I believe in the law of attraction way too much, and me, I believe that those thoughts started from the beginning. You say, sometimes you'll say something, and something will be done, you don't even notice that you did do it. Because I believe in that wholeheartedly. Like, you can be in a situation and improve your situation depending on how you speak on it, how you look at the situation, right, and what is being
but
done.
You also can bring a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. So you can say whatever, and you can find your kundalini, you can find the secret.
Know. I don't know.
But guess what? At the end of the day, we're dealing with another individual.
I have brought animals to the water.
It's about to be. It's about to be 3 for 3 for Tuesday. It's about to be 3 for Tuesday. Let's motherfucking go. we back again.
And sure. Again.
We are. We gonna get it right. We gonna get it right.
This is my closing argument, and this is what I gotta say.
He's closing. Did you hear that? He's closing already?
Nah. He's I'm just telling you. Already. I'm gonna give you an example.
Okay, let's motherfucking go. Let's motherfucking go.
Okay, I was in a situation dealing with an extremely negative person. Mm-hmm. Through trial and error, I changed the person's outlook on life. Mm-hmm. I changed the person's situation. Mm-hmm. Without really having to be all financially involved and all of this.
But are you with that person right now?
No.
This is what I'm saying.
But there's a reason you why can I'm not bring with that person right now.
That horse.
No. Listen.
To that water.
Listen, there's a reason why I'm not with that person right now. And even why? Though I was doing this for the person, I was getting the opposite from the person.
Right.
So I left this person. It had nothing to do with, they didn't do their due diligence. They did their due diligence. But because of the negativity that I was.
But you changed it around. But you changed that around.
I changed their outlook on their own life.
But that should entail have changed your outlook on them. Because they should have been nice and positive now. Rejuvenated, ready to go. You jump start their life.
Yeah, but some people you just can't change, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That horse just don't want
to
drink.
Now, what I'm trying to say is that because of their negative, now this is the versus. Now that person still wanted to be with me, still wants to be with me till this day, probably. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, what happened now, because of the negativity that the person was giving in, and this is where I'm coming from, they changed my perception. So here I'm giving energy the same way, but then you're receiving a different type of energy, which is what you were saying in a sense. But what I'm trying to say is that basically, like, if the energies is there, like, yep, your positive energy is there, you're giving it off, and the person is receiving it well and doing their due diligence towards the relationship and giving you the same energy, then you guys will last. Because that's what I feel like the quote says to me. It's like, yo, if you, it's like having a bad kid. If you keep on talking about how bad your kid is, it's only going to make him worse. But if you talk about this child's potential and work and help him and see that potential, then that child will become better.
I don't know. It's like, I have a tug of war with this phrase because I was in a relationship with my own.
So let's take the relationship out of it and look at what.
But this is what we're talking about, relationships.
But that's to me.
I was in a relationship that it just wasn't the same. Like, I was breathing life into this person, and it's like, okay, I'm breathing life, and every time I breathe, you combat it with a negative thought, and it's just like, it gets tiring.
It does.
And it pulls from you, and it's just like, it pulls you to just be like, you know what, you just be negative Nancy by yourself.
Exactly.
I can't do this.
That's why I say it's a push and pull. Like, the energies have to be not the fourth, meaning that you're giving off the energy that's making a person worse, because you can give off negative energy to a person that's giving you positive energy and push them away. What it has to be is that both people are giving off that same positive vibe, and it will increase the potential of both people and the potential of the relationship.
I think he's trying to play Jedi mind tricks on me, you guys.
It's not Jedi mind tricks. You remember, you're dealing with somebody that affirms in the law of attraction and the belief.
Listen, I'm affirming it.
I'm not with the person that I was with before, because in all actuality, the person I wrote out for me to have in my life wasn't them. I found the person that I wrote out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to work on that one.
That was a deep ooh. I don't know if you guys heard that deep ooh, but like I said, I think he played them Jedi mind tricks, because, you know, he set it up in the beginning like, yeah, this is going to be the last one. So I'm a concede. We're going to concede. We're going to stop here,
if
and we're going to share.
We're going to do another one.
We're going to share.
Because I want to hear what you got to say.
We're going to care. And... All right. We do another one.
One more for Charlie.
One more for the road. think this is gonna be it.
Because, we back.
Like, I'm gonna get my opinion out, and Dylan gonna let me get my opinion out.
Yes, please.
And he's just gonna feedback. He wants some feedback, okay? And I'm just saying because, like, I feel very adamant about this topic because, like, I tend to always be with people like that, that, like, a work in progress. And I don't think it's a problem with being with a work in progress. But you just gotta know that your work in progress, like, got potential. And it's actually working toward the progress. This is the part that gets lost in, like...
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah, it gets really lost
in here. And I totally agree with you.
And it's a thin line between that sauce and that motherfucking trash can. You know what I'm saying? It's a very thin line between the two. And so, like, everybody just end up going to that trash can. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just get lost in that motherfucking sauce. And they just be like, you know what? Well, I'll just stay here. And I'll just do this. And, you know, I'll just figure about my dreams. Like, who needs a dream when I could just be here chilling with Charlie? But guess what? Charlie wants to do stuff. Like, Charlie wants to go out. Charlie wants to do stuff. And that stuff costs a lot of money sometimes. So, I need somebody who's going to work together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And I'm thinking a lot of other people think that same way.
I totally understand you on that. Because, truth be told, I totally agree with that. But you know what, though? Nah, I can't even bring up that because that's a totally different situation. I'm a totally different type of dude.
What? What nah, was he gonna bring, like, up? You was a stripper in your past life?
Nah, like, I've been down and out before. But me even too. When I'm down and out, like, I had something coming in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It might not have been as often, but I had a good something coming in, and I feel like, I don't know, like, I was underappreciated in that relationship with everything that I was doing and everything that I had done. But you see, that's why, like, in a sense, like, this quote is kind of difficult for me, too, because, like, I don't know, man, I always push to be better, I always push to leave a memory, you know, I was always that type of dude. When I'm working, my check was your check. So then, if I'm down and out, and something that happens, you feel me? I feel like I shouldn't be down because I'm scarred. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm scarred.
Yeah, but not everyone feels like that. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think they feel like that in the beginning, but then after a while, they're just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's just a little voice in my head. I could, you know, I could shut him up eventually till he fades to the background where I don't even hear that creep no more.
In what sense are you saying this?
Like, as far as, you know, just the other day, somebody came to you and had this problem. Like, yo, I'm having a problem with my dude. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm footing the bill for everything. And he's not, you know what I'm saying, there for me. So, it's just like, I just feel like...
But that was a different
people
situation.
A lot of females, and I can't even say
that has
people.
That's my Save Me Sunday. I can't. That's somebody listen. That you're doing due diligence.
You trying to get me in to go into 5 shows today on this topic because I feel very adamant about this topic, you guys. Like, and yeah, I know a lot of y'all feel adamant.
Woman, I don't believe in any woman taking care of a guy that's not at least working for her.
But like, I don't know. I can't agree because it's like it goes into what you said, that phrase. Like, you see his potential. So you're taking care of his potential, what you see in your head.
You gotta see
him. Yeah, he does. He does have to work on it.
He has to work towards it.
But sometimes you might not see that work because I was sometimes that work in potential. And sometimes the other person didn't see that work and they couldn't understand, like, where I was going with it. And maybe you can't see where that other person is going with it.
And that means
it's just
that
so
that
hard.
Person
it's a tough
isn't right
time.
For you.
Please call in. Help us. Cause
that
I'm
means
just
that
like...
that person isn't right for you. If they can't see it with the way you see it, and they can't see what moves you're making, and how to make the moves, and what is needed, I feel like that person isn't right for you. If that person's going to hold you back and tell you things that's going to keep you from doing what you need to do to become the self that you need to become, then that person is not right for you.
Calling y'all because we need y'all help. We need it today.
Share, tell a friend, like, and we out.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.